Ready? We're going to do the Teretz of Tosis in Yetz Hashem today. We'll hopefully finish the words of the Teretz of Tosis. Try to understand Pashup Shat in the words and then point to, obviously, to deeper inyanim that obviously come from that, Cheshbonos questions and what we can be mechadish from that. Okay, so let's get our bearings and where we're holding in Tosis. Tosis establishes for us certain basic guidelines that force us into a corner to understand Pshat in the word Lefichach, the first Lefichach of the Mishnah. Lefichach says in the Mishnah, because there is a Chiyuv to build together, whichever Pshat you'll say in the Mishnah, but there's a Chiyuv to build together, therefore, we know when the wall goes down that Kosov Avanim Shoshne. Tosis asks, and without that umdina, without that knowledge that we know they built it together, it would suggest, the Mishnah would suggest, that it wouldn't be necessarily the case that the Makom Avanim Shoshne. And the problem is, why is that? After all, we know there's a rule called Mamon Hamutta B'Safek Chokin. That's attributed to Simchus, the Tana Simchus. The Chachamim only disagree if there's a Muchsak. The Gemara connects that to a case called Dvara de Mamona, Petosis, that means below Tana Seyem Yesafag LeBezdin. That's the Sugya later that we saw in the third parak. Tosis assumes Kedavar Pashut, that our case is a case like that, because without anyone saying anything, you see a wall and you don't know who built it. It's on the border of Reuben, the border of Shimon. The only question you could, or not question, the only answer you could supply here, and why you need the Lefichach, because without that it would be not the halacha of Makom Avanim Shoshneim, is to suggest, because we could be thinking about a case when the wall came down, it fell everything into one side. And therefore, that person is a muchzik, he's a toughless. And Shitas Chachamim is Hamotz Mechabel of Arai, not like Simchus. And we find cases, those quotes, that are equivalent in terms of the nature of the Tfisa, like the cases Tosis brings, that the Gemara right away assumes if it happens to be in the Rishus of one, then they win. But Tosis is Mechadish to us that is not going to count for anything. And the din should still be achloku based on Mamon Hamutta B'Safek Chokin. Why? Because it's only going to count if the tfisa was at a point that the suffix didn't yet originate and didn't yet have a psak that should be yachloku. But if that tfisa occurred subsequent to the point that the suffix already exists and has in it built in a psak of yachloku, then the tfisa won't give you the right to keep it as a muhsik. How to be masper that? That's what we spent time yesterday. Some would say tfisa le'achash enoet ha-safik doesn't work. That's what Tosis is teaching us. But that crashes into other Tosisin that seem to suggest, at least that possibilities, that a tainus bari does work le'achash enoet ha-safik, tuk for kohen, the tainus bari, were there to be such a case that the kohen was a bari, would be ein motzi in miyado. Good. So then we went a different route. The Kuntras HaSvekis, the Psak of Yachloku can't change with the Tfisa, because it's only if the Psak was a Lafaraya, then Tfisa can work with Tanis Bari, because you're not changing the actual label attached to the Psak Halacha. We wanted to tweak that a little bit with the words of Tosis, Luyasir Ha'acher Chelko, in other words, Kocho, in other words, there is already a stake, a Koach in the Suffolk to have a Shear of the Yachloku. That cannot change with the other one becoming a muchzik. Okay, be that as it may, that's where Tosis is at right now. And therefore, the problem emerges in the Mishnah. Why do you need this knowledge based on the fact that it's clear that they built it together, and based on that, the din is what the Mishnah states, Makom Avanim Shoshneim. Even if we didn't have that umdina, but the halacha would have to be the same anyway, not as a vadai yachloku, but as a suffik. But then it would be the same. So lamaisa, now it's not going to be a suffik. We do have this vados, this certainty about it. But the Mishnah sounds like it's telling us it's only because of this. Because bonus are kosher be'emtza, therefore lefichach. Okay. Zoktosis, mitarei tzvi. Dehainu hach b'parach b'gemara, pshita. Kidapirish b'kuntus. Dafilu lo pasik lo andina demas nisen, shemetchila ben shneim asa'uha, bal karcham, hayuchokin b'shavet. In other words, all that I told you right now, Tosa sort of hiding this until it comes with Mitarei Tzvi. Everything that I built out of the Diyuk HaGemara, that was Tosa's Raya from the Gemara, keep that in mind, Dalet of the Day. It's the Gemara, this you saw that Tosa's pulled out of his pocket, however we explain it. It wasn't just Tosa's inventing it, he proved it from that Gemara, which we noted at the end of Shir yesterday. One could have read the Gemara differently, that was what we said with Tosa's Arash, who disagrees with Tosis, and that was what Rashi would seem to hold. But Tosis took for granted that kasha, that was the linchpin of Tosis' proof that once the suffix is here, with a fiachloku associated with it, you can't change Talmud Raya with a tvisa. Tosis knew it from that Gemara's question in the case of Vika, that if they built it together, then the Makabam Shoshneyan, when there's a chazis for both. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, who needs a chazis for both? Have no chazis. And the problem is, whatever the Gemara answers, it answers. But the problem is, what's the kasha? You need a chazis for both, because if you have no chazis at all, then what would be if it fell into one person's bishus? Then it wouldn't be Shosh's name. It would be the person who had it. Ah, apparently not. Apparently, even if it fell into one person's bishus, it would be both of these because it wouldn't make him a muchzik because of the fact that there was already a suffix before. So that's what Tosis proved, that this Yesod is correct. So Tosis says, that's all the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Dalet asks the question on the words lefichach, and the Gemara asks pshita. So Tosis says, that's exactly Gemara. The Gemara says pshita. In other words, you don't need the lefichach to arrive at this halacha of a makom shoshneim. It's true because of Suffolk, even if it wasn't because of the Vaday of the fact that they built it together. Now, you read this for the first time, and you're struck, as we noted already at the end of Shiesta. What are you doing, Tosis? Are you doing to us? You're playing with us here. Like, the Gemara is Kasha, so you don't say that right away. Like, you're asking a Kasha, so you should know that was the Gemara. Strange. No? Am I right? Does it sit well with you or not? Again, read the words with me. Mitarets be comes Tosis with his teretz. The hainu hach the parech the Gemara. Ah, it's a Gemara's kasha. Pshita. The Gemara says pshita on the words of fichach. And Tosis adds kid appears to be kuntris as if you need Rashi to tell me the Gemara says pshita. So that's the kasha. And what's the Gemara's kasha pshita? The afilu a pasik on din of the masnisin. What does pshita mean? It's obvious. You don't need the din of fichach. And even if it fell to Shulchan, that all calls and nichnas kushas a Gemara. And how do we know even the nafu Shulchan minak kibuchal kabi beka? So the emphasis is, it's clearly what Tosis means is as follows: there could have been another way to read the Gemara, to interpret the Gemara's question pshita. And if you'd interpret it that way, again, Rosi is teaching you how to read Tosis. Hopefully, yeah. The Gemara's Peshitta doesn't have to mean what Tosis now says, Mitarei Tzvi, it means, which means that Tosis Kasha was the Gemara. The Gemara says Peshitta. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is commenting on the word Lefichach. Lefichach, because they built it together, therefore, if it fell, it belongs to both of them. In fact, Gemara Peshitta. Tosis is telling us how to read the Gemara, and he says, actually, Rashi already said it too. But as if to suggest or imply there could have been another reading of the word, of the Gemara's Kasha Peshitta. So what would that mean? So Lemaisa, if you look at the Rima Gash, you see another Peshat in the Gemara. Can anyone imagine another way to read the Gemara? The Gemara's asked Peshitta. So you could read the Gemara like this. What is the Mishnah doing? It's making a simple cheshbin for us. Go ahead, Arye.
Peshitta, the what? The case in the Gemara with the Lefichach is...
What's pshita? Pshita, if they're bonded by emsa, then what's pshita? What follows two and two is four, right? That's what the Gemara is asking. What do you have to tell me? Spell out Rachel Bitchak Tana because they built it together. I can't figure that out on my own. In other words, all the Gemara is doing is just saying, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that resulting halacha? We can figure that out on our own. The Mishnah says what it says, that the Zachir Libnos Eskosa Be'emsa, Shat Lo Shmei Hezek because of the Kenyan, because of Shmei Hezek, whatever you'll say, but that's what the Mishnah says. And obviously we can extrapolate what's obvious to intuit that if the Makom, the Kosa would fall, it would stay. So all the Gemara was asking, Pshita, was why does the Mishnah have to do the math for us? Okay, if that's all the Gemara meant to ask, then Tosis Kasha has not been resolved. Because that means that we're conceding that we need this cheshbin. It's just that you don't need to tell it to me. But we need, the din being what it is a function of this of the fact that they built it be'emsa, and we know that they built it be'emsa. Which, again, suggests that without that vados, without that certainty, without that knowledge, it wouldn't be that they'd be splitting it. So then the kasha hasn't been resolved. So if you read the Gemara's Peshitta like the Rimagash, and the words could definitely be interpreted that way, then Tosis has nothing to work with. So Tosis is now saying something new. No, bro, say Pashup Shan Tosis, reading the words. Omitarit to be that, what I'm saying, all that I went into what I just said in asking the Kasha, that itself is implicit in the Gemara. So the Gemara wasn't asking, what do I have to make the cheshbon for you, that the din is what it is as a result of that fact. We could have done that on our own, but that would mean that you need to have it based on that fact that they built it together. No, the Gemara means pshita, and Tosis identifies Rashi is actually learning that way. Rashi says a few more words which you have to get to eventually, but Rashi taka learns pshat that way. Pshita, da'avonim shoshnem da'afigu lo pasak lantana demasnisin hamlam denu. I mean, Lashon Rashi, shemetchigo ben shneim asa'u al karcham ha'yichogim b'shav ha'avonim. So Rashi already is learning pshat in the pshita that you don't need a command to the fact that it was bona be'emsa to get to the resulting din. You could get there anyway. So Tosis is hopping that and saying, oh, now we have what to talk about. So, and this that I added, even if it fell into shusha d'chad minai, all that also lies within the Gemara's pshita because kin b'chuk ha'bibik. Now we have to figure out the teres of the Gemara. Okay, so this is pashat how we read the Tosis. So now that we know that all of this was within the Gemara's question, now Tosis has to take a closer look to revisit what the Gemara answers. And that is because if you look at the Gemara's answer, the first couple words, don't look too much yet, just a few words at a time. So the Gemara asks Pshita, and the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, guess what? Lo Tzricha, de? No, you peeked, I'm sure, right? What does the Gemara say? Another came to like it. So the Gemara says, no, because not Pshita, because we're talking about a case that fell into one person's Rishus. Now, hold that for a second. No, so what does that mean? But we already went through this already. Tosis went through the whole Kasha that even if it's Rishus Lechad Minayu, even if it fell, it doesn't make him a Muchzak, and the Din would be still Yachloku like before, whatever the Hezbo will be. So then what did the Gemara answer? If all this was already known to the Gemara and asking the Kasha was, Pshita, we don't need the din to be based on the fact that they're building Ben Shneim. And even if it fell with Shizachar Minayu, the din is going to be remaining what it was. So then what did the Gemara say? Then we knew that too. Tosis has to put something more into what the Gemara means in the Teretz. This is what's forcing Tosis to do it, because, again, he already is assuming that just Stam Nafa Wishusa, just like that, doesn't change anything. The Yachloku is still on the table and can't be altered. The stake that the person had in the Yachloku remains for him. That doesn't get lost just because someone else grabbed it. So what does Gemara mean? It fell into Rishus L'chad Minayu. So Tosis puts some more into the Gemara's Teretz that's not as clearly written black and white. And the Gemara Tosis says that must be what the Gemara means. Zog Tosvos Umishani. On this, the Gemara answers, Lo Tzvicha, and these are the words of the Gemara, the Nafush is Chad Minayu, Perush, namely, what does that mean? It doesn't mean just that. We already proved that it can't just be that, but rather Perush, Bisho Bishu So Harbe. The Tosis has to make what the Gemara is saying means something more than what it appears at first glance. Not stam nofel reshusa. Nofel reshusa in a way that's now going to create evidence. Shel b'shusa abi means that it's there for a while. Now, Tosfos doesn't tell us how long, which is interesting. One of the problems that's raised by the Tosfos HaRash on Tosfos is, so where do you draw the line? How do you know what harbe is? That's interesting. We don't know what to say for that. But somehow, if it's there for a long duration of time, that should have elicited some kind of a reaction from the other one, had it not be that this person is actually entitled to hold on to it. So now, what exactly is the reason why in such a case you would have thought that he can keep it? So Tosfos proceeds to explain. So now that we explain the Gemara's ukimta, it's not stam that it fell, but it fell in his reshus and it stayed there for a while. Mao de tema, kaver de shol b'shuso harbe, since it's there, the stones remain there without a peep from the other one for such a long time. Nehemne shasa kula. Now you could suggest that maybe this person who has the stones for a long time should be believed with his claim that he made the wall by himself, he built it all by himself, which again, that's not normally a time that should be believed in the face of a suffix that already pre-existed this tfisa, preceded the tfisa because it should have been yachloku, but he has a koach here with this claim that should allow him to win, even though it means altering the psak of yachloku. So what does it mean? He should be believed to say, I built the wall, because he could have said what? Migu de'ibay omar mimecha lekachtiha. In other words, he could have said, we were shutfin, we built the wall together, but after that, I bought off your chelek of the wall. I like these stones, I want to use them, whatever. I paid you, and I bought it, I purchased it. And if he would say that, if he would say lekachtiha, v'hayanema, why would he be believed? Mishum disho harbe. Interesting. So the person is going to say, I built the wall, and what will give him credibility to say that? Amigo. Amigo that he could have said, I bought it. And if he said, I bought it, he'd be believed. Just a little more here. The afal gab the amma bereisha bais ve'aliyah. The Gemara says there, but the bais ve'aliyah that collapsed, the Gemara calls them shutfin. So the Gemara says, shutfin lo kapti hadadi. There's a rule that shutfin don't necessarily mind if their thing is lying by the other shutif. You don't expect them to have to, they give them permission. They're very easygoing. So what's bothering Tosfos? So in other words, the pashat is, in other words, that what is he saying? What would he be believed if he said, akachtiha? But why would he be believed to say, akachtiha, I bought it? Really, we built the wall together, right? But I bought it afterwards. Why would he be believed to say, I bought it? Because the stones are here and the other one didn't complain. But that doesn't show anything because they should fit, right? The kachtiya means we bought it together, as we built it together as partners, and then I bought it. Why should I be believed to say this? The stones are by me. But who says I bought it? We'll talk more about what this means exactly. But that's not by itself enough. But the answer is because the person should have spoken up. So that's what allows this claim to be accepted, to say I bought it. But to say I bought it, it means we were shutfin, and then I bought it, right? But if shutfin don't mind if people leave, if the things are by the other person, so he doesn't have to say anything. It goes both ways. I can leave by you can leave by me. It's like, that's the idea. They're not mocked. So having it by me doesn't show that I bought it, and therefore I shouldn't be believed with that type of a claim, and therefore I don't have a nigel, right? Everything hinges on the lekachtiya, which would be a reason why you can believe to say, I built it. So Tosfos is asking, shutun lekabdi adadi, but no, even that has its limits. Hacha mayri disho yosem echde regilus. Even more than what's considered normal, the atam shim the shutun in a lo yakpidu ad olam. Now, before I continue with one more hoop with the gold bros, let's just backtrack just for a second, give a little more background, a little more. Probably a lot of people have questions, but just push up shut first. What the Tosfos is saying is that a person who has something that he claims I bought it from you. And to our knowledge, it originally was not mine. It was yours, or it was jointly owned. But now I say it's all mine because I bought it. What is that called in general parlance in Shas? What do you call that? It has a name. Cheskas Metaltelin. In other words, if I have an item that is by me, and we presume if it's by me, then it's probably mine. Otherwise, you suspect that I'm a thief, right? We don't want to suspect Jews of being ganavim. Achzuki inish begazlin begazlin usalom achzekinan. Let's say I know, but here's the catch. Let's say we know that this item was once yours. So Danny, let's say this item, I don't know, okay? Let's say this pen, right? It's yours, right? And now it's by me, and I say, I bought it. I like Parker pens. I bought it for you, right? But we know you were first the owner. What do you call that? You were a?
Marakama.
So can I say, I bought it, and since it's by me, that should be the indication that I'm correct. That's the proof, because it's by me, and I don't steal. Right? I hope I don't steal. So here's the caveat. Depends on what we're talking about, what the item is. If it's the kind of thing that is generally loaned or rented, that's called Dvarim Hasuyin. Anyone know? Lahashil Lahaskir. Then I can't be believed if you claim that it's yours, it's still yours, and we know you were originally the owner, we have Adim, but I say I bought it. So my holding on to it doesn't bring with it a proof that it's mine, because it could have been, even though I say I bought it, because it could have been that I borrowed it. But if it's an item that's not generally loaned, let's say Parker pens were, not yet people people think it's an antique, whatever, they don't want to lend it, or whatever the item might be, if it's not a suma hashul haskir, then there's a nemanus for the person who has it to say that I bought it. Now, what Tosus is about to quote is what's called godros. Godros we have in the third parak, Amit Vav. Godros means, anyone know what a godros? Flock, sheep, right? Animals that can wander. They can wander. So godros cannot be established to have a chesk, a chazaka, by virtue of someone has it and says, I bought it from Reuven, who we know was the original owner, the Markama, because the animals could have wandered on their own from Reuven to Shimon. And therefore, the tfisa, this holding on to it, doesn't bring with it the hochacha, the proof that would normally be necessary to be able to be motzi from the marakam. That would be another example of something equivalent to dvamasim hashul haskir. In other words, if we can attribute going from A to B, from marakama to the person who right now has it, through another means, rather than the fact that it was purchased, which is what he claims, then he can win by virtue of his holding on to it. This is a very simplified way of explaining the basic principles of cheskas metaltelin. Again, so varma sima shel askir doesn't work. Godros is a similar type of thing. The animal could have wandered on its own, so then the tfiso is not indicating that it's his, and therefore he won't be able to take it out of the marakama's possession. What Tosus is saying is something interesting. The situation over here would be if they're shutfin, but then one of the shutfin has the stones, or right? And now he argues that I bought your share, and now it's all mine. He acknowledges that there was a time in the past that they shared these aban, but he says now it's no longer that way. Now, under normal circumstances, that would not allow him to be believed, because that's a similar situation where we know the wolves just fall. It could fall anyway. So is anything in his holding on to the stones an indication that he bought it? Is that called a tfisa that's muchachas, that brings with it? Or is that similar, again, a variation to what's vermesim asher askir or godros? The wolf falls. So he should believe him that he bought it or not? Typically. No. Because the wool falls and it could happen to be. If we know they're shutfin, so you can make a case for saying I'm a muchzik. Again, we know there was shutfin. He says, but after that I bought it. But it's not tfisa muchachas. There's nothing in that holding on to it that brings with it that umdina that I must have bought it, because otherwise what's it doing by me? That's why I usually win if it's not something that's normally loaned. It's not something that can work by itself. And I say I bought it, so how'd it get to me? I don't steal. Must be that I'm right, and that's why I win. But if it's something where we understand that it could have got to me through any number of other possible reasons, and we know that originally you had a different owner or joint ownership or you being the owner, then I have no basis to. So what happened over here is it was by me. It fell by me, but it stayed there for a while. Now, should I claim I bought it? Tosis is telling us I'd be believed. Now, what's my claim? We were shutfin, we built it all together, but subsequently I bought it. I'd be believed. But Tosis says, wait a second, but shutfin lo kavdi hadadi. So partners don't mind if it happens to be. So then, what's the indication? Because he didn't speak, he didn't scream, he didn't complain. That's typically done. People let. So you could, for all we know, you could still be shutfin. There's nothing in this holding the stones that shows anything that you must have bought it. So Tosis, even kishron kavdi hadadi has its limits. So again, all of this is meant to now figure out what the Gemara meant in terms of our Mishnah, namely, that because he could have tainted, what? He could have tainted, I bought it, so what else can he say with Amigo? I built it. We'll come back to that soon. Okay. So now let's read the next line about Goldbus, just to get the flow. So the Gemara's teretz is that it fell into his Rishus. And not just that it fell into his rishus, one person's rishus, but it stayed there for a while. And now we should believe him with amigo that he could have said, I bought it. And he will be believed because of shol harbe, which means he has now the presumption that accompanies his fisa, and now we can know that it must be that he did purchase it. He'd be believed, therefore. I should think little kabdi adadi, but here it was even more than normally would be considered to be okay for shutin to let them keep their things in someone else's, in the other shutra's place. But Tosis says, "V'lo dami l'godros de'en lem chazaka." Now, Tosis is wondering, but if you're telling me that there's something called shol b'shus el harbe, that at that point, even though initially you wouldn't have a chazaka, but it comes a point that the Marakama should have said something. Even if the initial coming into your possession would not be enough for you to win over the Marakama, or whatever the Marakama status was, not you, but something other than just you, both of you, or just it. But there comes a point of shol harbe that you can become a you can win against the Marakama, right? But we don't find by Godros that there's anything like that. We don't find an equivalent shol b'shus or harbe that if the person has Godros, I bought it from Mr. X, who was the Marakama, and it's already been many months. So why don't we find it that there should be such a thing that Godros can have a chazaka at that point? I'm telling you here, there is such a thing. Shol b'shus el harbe can allow you to say, I purchased it. So let Godros be a chazaka after whatever amount of time we'll call beyond reasonable. So why don't we find it over there? V'lo dami l'godros de'elem chazaka. Why? L'fi she'en yodua, or en yodea, maybe they changed it to, what do they say? En yodea, meaning who doesn't know? No, who does it mean? En yodea. Let's read it. En yodea. Who doesn't know? The yad mihen. No. Who's? No. Chevra. What? The Marakama. The Marakama doesn't know where it is. They wandered off. So you can't say, oh, it must be that it's an indication that you bought it, because why did the Marakama stay silent? The fact that they wander means he doesn't know where they went. And therefore, in the case of Godros, you can't establish the equivalent of a chazaka at a shol b'shus el harbe duration, because he's, for all you know, all that time passed, he didn't know, still doesn't know where, who has it. Avohacha, but when it comes over here, we could establish this idea of Shobashus Habik to create this now ability to say, look, I bought it and win over the Marakam. Avohacha lo hayelo lashoso kokach b'shusa. Oh, so all of this, I'm going to say, hatkap, all of this is all why, what the Gemara means to answer in terms of why we need what. So let's retrace all the steps here in the equation. In other words, the question of the Gemara was Tosef's question, right? What was Tosef's question? Pshita, meaning, what do you need to come on to the fact that we know they built the wall together in order to offer the psak that on the stones that fell, they are going to be equally shared, yachloku. We should be able to know the din of yachloku even without the fact that we know bevad that they built it together, because that's the din. If you don't know, even if it fell to one person's rishus, the din doesn't change. Answers the Gemara, lo tzvicha, that it fell b'shus ha'dechad minayu, says Tosus, putting words more into the Gemara, meaning b'shus ha'dechad minayu, that he now has it for a long time. Such a long time that you would have expected the other person, right, to have said something. And therefore, he would have been believed to say what? L'kachtia. We were shutfin, but I bought it from you. And in a case where he says, I bought it from you, even if we knew before that they were shutfin, that would allow him to win against the other person who he says he bought it from, even though we know there was shutfin before, because even though shutfin will kabi adadi, but at a certain point they would be makbid, and therefore this allows him to win against the other person, and therefore since he could say l'kachtia, what else could he say? I built it myself. And here already, you wouldn't be able to make that case that you can't change the psak. Let's plug that into the point. This is all without the umdina. This is all without the fact that we know they built it together. It's all their hypothetical. Why was Tosus frozen with his question that even having in your reshus would not allow you to win with the claim of I bought it? So that's the yisod that we were going through, either because it's fisa achshana with a suffix or more. We end up getting the other direction. You can't change the psak from yachloku to mutzav araya, or you can't take away the stake of the yachloku that the person was entitled to. So what changed now? So now we say he will be believed to say I built it, because he has what on his side? Amigo. So let's explain. So pashup shah. Maybe we have to modify this a little bit. In other words, now his taina has a strength to it. Now his taina of I built it has what going for it? Nigel. So now already, all bets are off. Everything that we just said, that whole construction that we built, that edifice, that if there's already been a psak on a suffix, we don't know who built the wall from the very beginning when it was up, and that would allow for yachloku. And therefore, if it falls down into one person's rishus, he doesn't win. All that is true if you don't have something more going for you with your time that I built. But here, what do you have going for you? You have a migu. A migu gives a nemanus to your taina. Now your taina has more weight than the other one. So then it can go against this klal that you can't alter yachloku. You can't alter yachloku in normal circumstances. But if I have a migu, okay, so now you win. What's over right? That's the simple way we would say it for now. We're going to change this a little bit, but for now. Yeah? So far, so good, right? And all of this is what? Without what? All of this would be without what? Without the what? The umdra of the lefichach. Right. This is what they... So now, that's why it's not pshita. Why is it not pshita? Because this is what I would think. He has a migu. He went with a migu. And he wouldn't be able to take it because he could have said a new kachtia and that would work for him. So he could also say, I built a wall. So now, what's the lefichach coming to do? No. It's still going to be both of yours. Why? Because we know. What do we know? What do we know? Bal Karcham, they built the wall. And you want to win with Amigo for what taina that you want to bring to the table to win with? I built the wall myself. But that taina is up against what? Anan Sa'adi. We are Adim. We know. That's called Nigul b'makom Edim, and that's what the Kamashmo, and that's what the Lefichach is, it's Tosros. That's why we need the Tnapshita. Kamashmalan, Kevan de Meikara al Shneim Hayalasos. That's how we started the whole Tosros, right? We know they had to build it together. Therefore, Lo Mehim and Lomar Shu Asa HaKol, he's not believed to say he built it all. The Migo b'Malkam Edim. It's a Migo b'Malkam Edim. That's a rule that Migo b'Malkam doesn't work. Why is it? What does it mean, Malkam Edim? Edim Mamish? Not Edim Mamish, but what's the equivalent of Edim? Anan Sahadi. We are witnesses. We know it's an Umdina, definitively, Shelo Asalavado. Why? How do we know he didn't do it himself? Kima Shayachal Litchogis Chabero Bidin Shayaosemo. Since he had a right to force his colleague to do it, since that's the halacha, right? He could have done because of the kinyan that we know they remember, because of the griya. So therefore, we are vadai that they built it together. Therefore, your taina, notwithstanding the fact that it has a migo going for it, is not going to allow you to get the avana by itself. That's the reason, that's the lefikach, and that's why it's necessary. It's necessary for that to preempt that scenario that you might think you should be believed with a migo. But no, he won't, because migo malkam eidim. We have still a lot to go, but just push, just the touch, yeah? Tosu says a few more things. The Haishi Nuya, where are we? Oh, all this is in a chatze. Now, let's take the next few steps, baby steps, yeah? Avo bibika. In other words, what does Tosu mean now? The Anan Sahadi exists where? In what scenario? In a chatzah, because that's where we know that Bonim Kosa Be'emsa, they have to. And he could force him to empty. That's where the Anan Sahadi works. So then the Migo wouldn't work. The scenario with the Migo would not work against the Anan Sahadi. But in a Bika, what's the din by Bika? What's the Stam Bika? Well, no, there's no Chiyim. Nogu Shigol Ligda. It's the stomach and sin Magam Shinogu Shigol Ligda. Dami. So in the Bika, where there's no chiyuv to build the Ensa Kosel, so what would be in such a situation by Bika? Im Shoh Harbe. So now, if you have the same case, where the stone, the wolf, it came down in the Bika, and it was by him for a long time, and he claims, I built it, and seemingly, what if he would have said, I bought it, so I bought it would be believed. So what else could be believed? The time that I built it. I need Malkam Edim. No, it wouldn't be Malkam Edim. It's only Malkam Edim because of the Anan Sahadi that we know one could force the other. That's only in a chatzah, not in a bika, right? So the din would be different. Avo bibika. Im shol habi hayineman lo masha sub bimigo di boy amar l'kachtia. Now, does anyone have a question just on that? Yeah?
Question on the previous
line. No, we're going to go back to that too, but just on this for a second. Yeah?
Wouldn't necessarily be present in a bika in order to be in mocha, so the fact that you're not shoa shouldn't necessarily matter?
What second? No. Tosa says, in a bika, you'd be believed, if it fell into your rishus, into one person's rishus, you'd be believed to say, I built the wall myself. Yep. So what are you asking? Chazis, what about Chazis? Is there a Chazis? Okay. One second. So what are you asking exactly? Articulate your question. Would Migo? No. You're asking, you're onto something. Yeah. It's a Masha. I want to know the Masha's question. Right, should we finish the Tosis first? Okay, finish the Tosis first. Okay, well, another, just to say we finished the Tosis. Just come back to Bika, and then we'll go back to Tivega. Okay, okay. So, I thought it was going to come right away shooting at me, but okay, we'll get there. Okay, slow. Vahai Shinuya. Okay, so just again, before anything else, keep the trend, the train of thought. Just keep, we're talking before the Lefichach, after the Lefichach, what would have been, and that, what do you need there for the. Okay, so Tosis is saying that there is. Without this new umdana that we know for sure they built it together in the chatzer, we could have had a scenario where he would win. If the stones fell by him, he would win to say I built it, because he could have said I bought it, because that would have won based on the fact it was so harve. And that's why you need the fact that we know by chatzah that they had to build together. Therefore, your taina is not going to be believed, despite the fact that there's a migul b'makom anan sadi b'makom eidim. But by Bika Tosa says, wait, Bika, it would be, because there's no anan sadi. So there the migul would work. There that may be believed. What? V'hai shinuya, we'll come back to you. You lost your chance. second. Now we'll come back there. V'hai shinuya, v'hai shinuya, eino elab me'avanim, avo makam akoso, l'olam pshita shachokin oso, v'aydi di nakar avanim, nakar hamakam. What's the last point Tosus makes? So this answer that we gave, that why you need the Mishnah to tell me that based on the fact that we know for sure they built it together, therefore hamakam ve'o avanim shoshneim, the reason you need to spell it out, what would have been without this umdana, without the lefichach, it would be that what would be so echad mehem, not the makam. The makam stays where it is anyway. It doesn't become a toughness on the makam. It's the avanim that fell by him, and it was a long time, and the person said nothing. That's where he could say kachtia, I bought it, and because of that he can say also I built it. But the makom, that doesn't relate to the makom. The makom is where it is anyway. There's nothing in the makom that would give him an emunus to say, I bought it, and then from that I built it. So therefore, that would be still under the pshita. In other words, that would never have had a havamina to be anything else in a chanami. So all you have in the teretz is begabi the avanim. But once the Mishnah has to tell me the lefichach for the avanim, it's just a makom the avanim shushnem. That's what this means at the end. So just partially touch the word so far. That's what we did. Accomplishment, not a mean feat. We touched the words of Tosis, the Kasha, the Teretz. Now let's go backwards a little bit. And now, Barak Noam, you have your chance. Bika. Or Aryeh. Okay. 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 Okay, so good. So what you want to do, let's follow the trend of thought with Bika. Tosis mentioned Bika early on in Tosis, right? He mentioned the Gemara's Kasha. Right? Gemara asked, in the case of a Bika where they built it together, how many lefichachs are in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef?
Three.
First lefichach is they build in the chatzar together where they have to. Then you have a lefichach by Bika where one person builds and he makes a chazis, and then of course if it falls, it's all his. And then the third lefichach again by a Bika when they decided to build it together, they didn't have to, one can force the other, and again, in that case, shoshnei. Now, in that case, the Mishnah says, what happens about the chazis? They make two. That was the third case. That's the third lefichach. On that, the Gemara had a question. Tosis referenced early on. What do you have to have them make each one a chazis? Have no chazis, and the din and it will be the same thing. So Tosis had a diuk in the Gemara. What do you mean? I tell you why you have to have two chazis for both of them. Because if it was no chazis at all, what would be if it fell into one person's reshus? Then he would be seemingly a muchzuk, he'd be a tafus. So therefore you need to have a chazis for both in order to know that it still belongs to both, even though it fell into reshus of what? So Tosus took that as a proof that what? That even if it fell into reshus of one, it would not change the halacha of Yachok. And he sold, as he said, because it was already a suffix already established earlier, and there's already Yachok associated with that suffix, and nothing changes if it falls into one person's reshus. Right. And therefore, Tosis went back to the question of the first lefichach, and he had this problem. What do you need a lefichach? The din should be the same anyway. So Tosis now says, that's the Gemara's kasha, and what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that it fell into reshus of one, and it stayed there a long time, and therefore, he would be able to say, I bought it, and if he could say, I bought it, he could also say, I built it. And that's why, without this new umdana, the Anan Sahadi, that's why, that we know he built it together, he would be believed, and that's why you need a fichach to tell you that it's going to be both of them. But Tosus points out, but this Anan Sahadi that beats the Migu, this new Makom Eidim, what makes them, is the fact that they had to build it together. But in the Bika, when they didn't have to build it together, he'd be believed in a case of what? In a case of what? If it, in what case? If it fell in one person's reshus, right? And again, and what happened? And he says, I built it myself. Right? There's no chazis, right? And he says he built it, and he believed because he has a migul, he could have said what? I bought it afterwards. We built it together, and then I bought the banafim. No, so ask me the Masha's kasha now. So then, the Gemara asked the kasha, why do you have to have a chazis lezeh velezeh? Lo yasu chazis, lo lezeh velo lezeh. So Tosus used that question, the Gemara, as a raya, that falling into one person's rishus doesn't change anything. But now, there is a scenario that does change. What would that be? It fell into rishus of one, and it would show harve, and he'd be believed to say, I built it with a migul of a kachtia. And maybe because of that potential scenario, that's why there has to be what? A chazis for both, which means that the mashaz is assuming, therefore, that having a chazis for both is going to be just as potent to neutralize what? A migul. Okay, that's interesting. That's mashaz assuming. So therefore, the mashal wonders, so then we have a kasha back on that gemara. Pashat cheshbon. Just work out the cheshbon for Tosis. So then we're back to that Gemara's question. Then why can't the Gemara have answered that you need to have the chazis lezeh velezeh? Because if you had no chazis at all, then what would be if it fell to one person's rishus and it was there for a long time, now he'd have a migul. Because Tosfos says in the first that if he had that case in Bikka, he'd be believed. Everybody hear the kashat masha? Are you going to ask that? No?
I have a different question
than
the previous
line. You're going to ask that. Good. That's the masha's kasha. So, and if I saw the Masha, Mistama not, because I'm guessing you're still struggling with the Tosis itself. Okay, so you can see the Masha if you want. Let's take a look. Nice to read the Masha together already, for the first time. Okay, so this is Avo Bibika. You see it? Emsa Devayim, on that line, Avo Bibika, Imsho Harbe. That he could have said, I bought it. I'm just giving everybody a chance. The pages are still turning in the room, so we'll, okay. Everybody have it? The Leka Lakshuya effect of Masha, the Imkain, Hadra Kushan Leduchten. What does that mean? Our question, we're back to square one, right? The question that we asked in the beginning. The Tosis quoted this Gemara as a proof that you can't become a muksik by having the stones fall into your rishus because of what would have otherwise been a din of yachloku, the suffix already existed. So therefore, if you would be a muksik, then the Gemara could have answered a simple answer that you need a chazis for both because otherwise you'd be able to zoche that all the avanim if they fell in your rishus. So now Tosis is allowing for such a possibility in a case of shol harbe, right? So then we're back to that same diuk, that same question that we posed in this Gemara. My parech liyase chazis, let him not make a chazis, not for one or the other. Hatzarech lasas chazis, why? Why does he have to make a chazis for both? Shelo yipo rishus echad. And what? Now add a thing, add a detail. Rishus echad v'yishesh sham, v'yomar shehu asa. And then what would be? Be believed with what? With a migul of? So then, you need a chazis for that. So then the Gemara could have answered, if it's true that such a thing is true, that you have such a migul, then why couldn't Gemara give that as a teretz? That's why you need a chazis. And Rabbo said, what does that mean in the Masha's assumption? That, and why wouldn't it work? So if you have a chazis, so why would you be believed to say, I built it? I have a migul? Because chazis, the chazis of both of them knocks off the migul. In the same way that a non-sadi, in the chatzah, one can force the other to build together, and that's why a tana, I built it myself with a migul, will not work if you makam edim, the edim being the non-sadi, built it together. Masha is taking for granted that what else could be the equipment of the non-sadi to knock off a migul? The chazis, that they both have. And that could be the answer, the Gemara, that if you have a chazis, that's why the migul wouldn't work, because migul makam edim. So you can't say I built it in the face of a chazis, lezeh. Right? So what's the answer? Mashah, Dish Omar. Does anyone know guess what the answer could be? Anyone want to suggest an answer? Maybe mechavin to the mashah? Or cheat? And then tell me. Right? Not in a bad way, you know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we are saying what the Ksos says, but there's a problem. I have a major problem with Tosfos. But you're saying maybe Chazus doesn't beat Migul. In other words, Anan Sahadi of they built it together in Chatsa, that beats Migul. But a Chazus Evozeh, Migul would be able to hold its own against that. But I tell you why I don't think it's Chaira. I don't understand Tosfos. Chaira, that's the Cheshek Shlomo that I gave you. The Chaira, it can't be so. I'll tell you. Should I tell you now why? Or should we first give you the Mashas Teretz? I want anyone to be too confused. You hear what Yoni's saying, everybody? That maybe it wouldn't be a Migul Malkum Eidin when you're talking about a Chazus with Zevel Azeh. The Migul is still going to hold its own against that. Let me tell you why I don't think it's correct. The Chaira, and this, I think says this, because the question that Tosis asks on Chatzah, right? What do you need the lefichach? It should be that way anyway. So Tosis gives the teretz that the case is that it fell into one person's rishus and it was there a long time and he could have said a little kachta, kachtia, and therefore he could say, I built it. So presumably that's the case in the whole Mishnah. The third lefichach is bika. And what's the case of the third lefichach? That they made a chazus lezeh v'lezeh. And what's the lefichach say? That the din is what? No? Shal shneya. Presumably it's the same case, the same nafal. Whatever the case of nafal is in the first lefichach, is all three, all through. In other words, let's imagine the second lefichach. There's one chazus. So let's say it fell into one person's rishus, the other guy's rishus. The chazus of the one guy would be that, because it's his chazus. And what about the third lefichach? It fell into rishus of one person, but and he'll say, I built it myself, but what does lefichach say? There's a chazus lezeh v'lezeh, right? So that means that you see mefurish. If it's the same case, whatever the case is by chatzar in the nafal should be the case throughout the Mishnah. So l'chor it's muchach in the Mishnah that Migul will not stand up to chazus. You see only what I'm saying? I'll say it even stronger. Because the truth is, Tosis' very question could impose on the third lefichach. The very question of Tosis, what do you need to come out to lefichach in order to tell me that it's Shoshneim? Let it be just because it's a suffix, it goes to both of them. So that was a question by Chatzah. You ask them a question by the third lefichach. Because of the chazus lezeh v'lezeh, that's why it's Shoshneim? Just because I don't know whose it is, it should be Shoshneim. So Mistama, the same answer. So you have to say the case that Tosis gives for Chatzar is plugged into the Mishnah by Bika too. So it has to end up that having a Chazis Lezeb Lezeh is going to beat the Migul. So I don't see how you can say otherwise. In Svara, I hear what you're trying to say. It's not the same. This is an Ansadi. We built it together. This is a Chazis Lezeb Lezeh. But the math comes out the same thing. It has to be. If the case has to be plugged into the Mishnah, the same Cheshbon that Tosis does for Chatzar is going to end up playing out by Bika, by Shnei, so that they built it together. And they put a Chaz Lezeh v'Lezeh, so why can't he win with his Migul? Must be because Chazus beats Migul. Again, that's close parentheses. If you chapped it, good. If not, you'll get it after. That's just in terms of what Yoni was tying, that maybe, and I think that's why I understand, the Ksos, I think, says that it won't work. Migul beats Chazus. L'chor and Tosis, you can't say that. So back to the Masha. Okay, back to the Masha. Yeah. We're sweating a little bit, right? A little bit. Back to the Masha. What's the Masha's question again? Tosis is working into the Gemara. Again, he's putting words into the Gemara that don't appear explicitly in the words, but the Gemara's wrote, Tzvicha de Nafal, Rishusa de Chad Minayo, Perush? We knew that too, but Perush what? Vesha Rishusa Harbe, more than Kedei Regilus. And he could say, therefore, I bought it from you afterwards. And because he could say, I bought it from you, and he'd win, so he could also say, I built it myself. And that's a Migul. And that's why you need the fact that we know. And if there's a Migul, Rabosa, keep in mind, there's a Migul, then all bets are off. What we said before, that when you have a suffix from the beginning, and that suffix has associated with it, written all over it, a psak called Yachloku, which allows this person to have a stake in it. But if the other guy has Wataina based on Amigo, whoa, that's different. then of course he would win. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah, it's a Mikul Mimakam Edim. And that's why it's going to be Shoshneim, only because of that. In fact, the Mashah, but how did Tosus know to even start the ball rolling, to have to force us into this new Kimta, that it was Shah Bishus Harbe? Let's stop say, read the Gemara like Rashi read the Gemara. Nafa, which is a Chadmi Nayu, stop. And that would be alone a reason that he should win because he's a toughest. Because Tosus had the question from the Gemara that asked, let's no one make a chazis, and it'll be the same thing. What if they make a chazis if they both agreed by a bika to make a chazis together? Just no make a chazis. Says Tosis, what do you mean? If no made a chazis, what would be felt to one person's rishus? Then he would win. Oh, apparently not. Because it's a tfisa that came too late. There was already a basis for, right, that they agreed. It's already a basis for yachloku. You can't win with a tfisa. It's a suffix. The suffix, right? You can't change the yachok. In fact, the mashah. So now the Tosfos is saying that there's a possible case that we could figure out that you would win if it falls into your rishus. Shah rishus al harbe. Well, you have a migo, you could have said, I bought it. So put that into bika. Tosfos says himself you would win in such a case by bika. So then what's the Gemara's question? Lo yasu chazu ozeb lo lezeb. That's the mashah's kash. Klar? Yeah? Zak the mashah, let's see the teretz. Diyei shloma. Pasha the teretz. The mishum hach shasha bi alma vaday delo tiknu lasas chazis. That, of course, it's correct, but that can't be the answer to the kasha. That's why they didn't want. They wanted to make a chazis for that situation, because after all, hakati yachalitin lekocha biyadi. The lekatakanta. The truth is, it's not going to solve the problem, because the guy has to be afraid of a tain of. Why would you believe with amigo lekuach? If you're not going to be careful, Mr. Shachin X, he's going to claim lekuach. You always have to defend yourself against that. So what are you going to have to make sure to do? Speak up. Not let it stay too long. Because lekuach would always win for him. So you're telling me we want to fix the problem that he'll have a migul to say, I built it. So how do we fix the problem? By making a chazus lezev lezev. You haven't fixed the problem, really. Because if you're talking about, if you want to deal with that scenario, and that's why you have to create a chazis because of the fact that he'll say, I built it myself. In that scenario, that same scenario, he has another argument that you won't be able to win with your chazis, because having a chazis, that just means you built it together, but he could have bought it afterwards. And the whole credibility of saying, I built it is a nigel of I bought it. So he has to be careful anyway, not to let it stay too long. So then obviously, that's not why they're attacking a chazis. Here the teretz, again, maybe too fast. Yeshuomer. The mishum hachshasha bi alma vade de lotik nas chazes. The hakati yachalit and lakucha bi yadi bregata kakanta. El shetzaruch yisar atzmo milishas to mavonav. So that's why when it comes to chazes, you can't tell me that's why they're attacking the chazes. Aval hachav masnis and dinash meinan b'chatsa. The afim shah harbe in a nema. That mikum hakam made it. Here's the halacha. Fikach tells me something. Tells me, because of this, I know, even in that case, it would still be Shoshneim. That's fine. But to say, to answer the Gemara's Kasha, that you need a Chazus for that scenario, he has to anyway protect himself. Whereas what Tosus was getting from the Gemara was a simple thing. Maybe you need a Chazus because it might fall one person's Rishus. Tosus says, that's a proof that falling one Rishus is not going to matter, because it was already a basis of Suffolk of Yachlok. Okay. Lemaisa, if you look at the Cheshis Kol Masagas in the back, you'll see on the other point that I was telling Yoni before, that Indian, that L'chayra, it's Muchach, that Chazis cannot, would be good enough against Amigu as well, and that's what the Mashab obviously assumed as well, and the Kasha, and he gave the Teretz that he gave. But I want to leave you with Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, to sweat over Shabbos a little bit more, right? And also Chazid the Tosis. And this is something that should be bothering everybody. Mamish Ishlo Nedar, in this room. If somebody doesn't feel uncomfortable with this question, we have to have a conversation. Private conversation. Okay? You get to come earlier, right? Okay, really. This is Mamish Apella. Mamish Apella. This it's a Gilyan Ashas, which in the old Gemaras was printed at the end of Baba Basra, but I think the new Gemaras put it on the page. What does Tosa say? You need Lefichach. What the Gemara is essentially answering is that it was Nafu, it was the Chabinayu, and it stayed a long time, if it stayed a long time, you'd be able to stake out a claim of I bought it, because you'd have a migu that you could have said, I built it because you could have said, I bought it. We were shutting, we built it together, but I bought it. If you said that, you'd be believed, right? Because you could buy it afterwards. And it was Shabbos Shusay Harbe, so he should have said something. So obviously, we have credibility with the claim of I bought it from you. So if you could say I bought it afterwards, what else could you say with that same scenario and be believed? You could say I built it myself. So Kibbeh says, you have to go like this, if you can go like this. You have to talk about a migu that you could say I built it with the fact that Shabbos Shusay Harbe was a long time in his Bishus. The guy said nothing, and you therefore be believed to say I built it because you could have said I bought it. Why not go straight to the point? The fact that it was so long in your Bishus and he said nothing is an indication that you have a claim that has credibility and your taina is strong. What makes it strong? You can take it away from that which we would presume normally that would be built by the two of you, because a chatzah we presume was built together. Yeah, but if it was, then why is he letting it stay so long in your rishus? Right? So, Mimela, just put in Shabbos Shusay Harbe and let him win directly with the taina of Ani Benisiyah. Lashon Rabbi Akiva Eger, Kasha Li. Tosa says, "De'i bayomar mimchalukachtia, kashali, lamali midin migu." Do you have it on your page? I have it on my page now. Those are there. Lamali midin migu, the lo bipshuto. In other words, ki heichi dineman lekachtia. Why you believe lekachtia? Mikoach the show harbe. So the show harbe is now an indication muchach shehu shelo. So how is it shelo? Because he says I bought it. And why you believe it's shelo when he says I bought it? Because it's shel b'shusay harbe. The guy said nothing. No hachinami yehi neman mi d'shel harbe muchach shehu bana mishelo. Umay uma tainas lo kuach mi tainas ani banisi. What's umay? What is the strength? Why is it the tainas lo kuach any stronger than ani banisi? Take the same, run with the same proof that it was there by you a long time, and the other one said nothing. And that should substantiate your taina that I bought it, that I built it myself. What do you need to say because of the migu? And then say, but it's a migu makom eden. Just go right to the point. Say the fact that it was shel harbe is enough to give an emunus to your taina that you would win with, I say, I built it. Doesn't answer the kasha. So everyone should be very uncomfortable now, right? Yeah? Everybody, yeah? Good. That's what we want.
I'm not sure I understand why this question is not addressed by Rebbe's introduction of Cheskas HaTalmud.
It's somewhat addressed, but okay.
It sounds like from Kibbeh Eger suggesting that just the fact that it's been in my Rishus for so long,
yes,
Rebbe's complained that Cheskas HaTalmud should be mine.
But very good. So very good, very good. So what you're right. So I was alluding to this, and we have to explain it better. But the basic gisha, the approach, has to be what you're saying, which is that the way you win. How does cheskes metatlin work? I'm not a thief, therefore it must be, and since I have it, it must be mine. So, but there is a marakama. It's not from simashul haskir, right? It's not whatever it is that could attribute why I have it. So is it pshat that indication that I couldn't have gotten it except by stealing, and that's not an option that we're going to consider. So that itself is a strong enough evidence that can be mochi from a marakama. You know, it's hamochi mechabel of a raya, or in this case a marakama. But the answer is, this rises to the level of raya. This aura that surrounds a person who's holding on to something that we would recognize that how would you have it if not that you bought it? So that's itself like a proof enough that allows us to be mochi from the marakam. So if you're thinking like that, then in fact, we can take whatever taina you want and plug it in to take from the marakam. But I see once you get past an hour, people get very tired, so I don't want to come too strong this way. But those who are listening still, just a second, another minute. But there's another way to think about it. That what it is a way of reframing who's the muchzik. That's what I think you're trying to say, yeah? Reframing who's the muchzik. But it has to, therefore, ultimately come down. It's a chiddush, though. It's not as simple as saying it like I'm saying it now. That he's not the muchzik. I'm the muchzik. But it has to come through defining yourself. If I have the proof that is substantiating the cheskas metaltlin without the quote-unquote cheskas metaltlin itself, and we'll have to see if there's such a case, then you wouldn't win against the Merkab. You have to become a muchzik. So, lakuach makes you a muchzik. I built it. The truth is that there's something else. I'm not going to elaborate now. Maybe a little bit on Sunday that we do Baba Basa, we could try. If not, it'll be after Rosh Hashanah next year, right? But Netz Hashem. The other diuk I want you to think about is the Lashna Gemara Davdala, and this is connected to what we're just doing right now. The Gemara says, the Teretz, on Lot Tzvicha, that it fell into one person's Bishus. The Gemara says some more words after that. I want you to think about whether those words in the Gemara coincide with what we just read in Tosis. Tosis ignores those words of the Gemara, but I think they were very revealing. Tosis puts more words into the Gemara, and then he leaves out more what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it fell into the Rishus of one of them. Tosis says, what does that mean? And it stayed a long time. Good. But then the Gemara says, and Tosis says, and what would you think? He has a migul. And why can't it work? Kamash malan what? Migul makam edim. Doesn't say that in the Gemara at all. The Gemara says, Mao the tema something else, Kamash malan something else. I mean, so very strange. So obviously something else is happening. The Gemara says, Kamash malan, that we don't say a mochi mechmel of a raya. Tosis says, Kamash malan is a migul makam edim. Is that consistent? So obviously this means we have to think deeper in terms of what all this means when you have a migul in the face of, you know, the fact that we knew they built it together and so on, or that to suffix that maybe they built it together. So all right.